It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Mark Wright. He is the president of the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. He is from Fremont, Nebraska. Mark, we're going to spend some time and talk up the Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews fundraising event that's coming up here in the not-too-distant future. Give us all of the hard details. Tell us about Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews.
Yeah, Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews. It's Friday, March 15th at the Wilderness Ridge Country Club in Lincoln. And really looking forward to it. Quickly approaching, and it's a great way to start spring.
There's some food. There's your favorite adult beverage. But what's really cool is these things are paired together in a very unique way. Take us through the menu. What's on tap for Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews this year?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It looks like a fabulous menu. Each course is paired with either a bourbon or a brew. For appetizers, we have bacon and brie and phyllo on a raspberry maple drizzle, and that's paired with a brew. The soup course is potato leek with honey hickory bacon and sage creme fraiche, and that's paired with a bourbon. And the salad is baby spinach with mushrooms, shaved eggs, Spanish onions, cured pork, sherry walnut vinaigrette, and that's also paired with a bourbon. And I'm really looking forward to the entree, which is a pork ossobuco with a garlic, Yukon potatoes, and creme brulee baby carrots, and a very, very special cherry sauce, which I cannot pronounce. But that's also paired with a bourbon. And then for dessert, we have cinnamon rolls with chicory smoked bacon, cashews, salted caramel, and a Madagascar vanilla cream. And that'll be paired with a nice stout. So I'm really looking forward to it. Looks like they have great pairings, and the food's going to be phenomenal.
Absolutely. Now, if the food and the pairings should be enough to build your desire to attend this, but if you need more, there's even entertainment that happens at Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews, huh?
That's correct, Chad. We have Kip Givens, who will be our tour guide for the whiskey for the evening. Very educational. You could learn about the different bourbons and kind of their flavor profiles and where they come from. And then we also have Josh Hoyer for our entertainment. A lot of people probably know he's from The Voice, and he's from Nebraska.
So again, this is all part of Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews. It is a fundraiser for the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. So tickets are available now, Mark. How do folks get their tickets?
Well, tickets are $125 a piece. And you could buy a table for eight and bring your favorite friends. And to get your tickets, go online to anypork.org, and you get your tickets right there. It's very easy. And like I said, this is a fundraiser for the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. It goes to our non-checkoff efforts, which are very important. A lot of that goes to our work with the legislature, which we need to be there. We need to be in the room, be at the table when policies are getting discussed that will affect pork producers in Nebraska. So it's very important work.
All right, very good. So again, that's the Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews fundraising event. It is March 15th in Lincoln. Again, the website, best place to go to get more information and reserve your tickets. Again, that's Mark Wright. He is the president of the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call their home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check them out online as well at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.